Health experts looking at the slightly declining trend of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in Idaho say the curve might be flattening a bit. Rachel Cohen reports on what officials in Blaine County, the hardest hit area in the state, are saying it will take to get back to normal.
During a town hall hosted by Blaine County Wednesday night, doctors and public health officials said we need to wait longer to know when it's safe to lift restrictions.
I would like to see a steady decline in numbers, and really a steady decline in numbers over a period of a couple weeks.
That's Dr. Terry O'Connor, an emergency room physician at St. Luke's Wood River. O'Connor says we need to see a decline for that long because it can take a couple weeks before someone who's infected needs hospitalization. Logan Hudson from the South Central Public Health District said we also need to increase testing capabilities.
So we can't open things back up and then not be able to test somebody that's sick that comes in.
Hudson says we also need to know that the health system can go back to functioning close to normally. That means doctors could do things like elective procedures again at the same time as caring for coronavirus patients and not get overwhelmed. And O'Connor says we should be thinking far into the future too.
We should be prepared for other waves of this to come, and we should be nimble enough to respond to it, but in a much more proactive fashion.
He says even if we open things back up, we need to be flexible because we don't know much about how this virus will fade or resurface in the months to come. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.